Okay, so we're going to do Sifsei Chaim on Hanukkah, the beginning. So I think it goes backwards from what I sent. Like page one is really page nine and flip side around. Okay? So he says like this. So Yesh mi shekasav shelaficha karum Chanukah klomar chanu b'chafhei. So he's quoting that there those who wrote, that they call it Hanukkah because they rested on the 25th. Based on a Ran and Shabbos. That they made these holiday Yom Tovim, fine. And the Marsha, Hiksha, Mai Chanaya Shaya Chacha. So what kind of resting are we talking about? Kevan Dehuter Behen Malacha. We know that on Chanukah there's no Isser Malacha. La Natan LeYom Tov Ela LaHalal Hodos. Right. So the whole idea, if anything, actually, it's interesting. All the halachos of Halal are in Hilchos Chanukah, or it's coming from Chanukah. So, but there's nothing about resting. So the fact that the name of the holiday is called the rest on the 25th is kind of odd. So too in the Bach, he says, "Acharei shehevi divrei hamaril she'ein osim melacha b'sha'a shehaneros dolken." So there is this idea that we don't, after we light Chanukah lecht, we're supposed to not do melacha. Kasa v'nirik tzas raya midikaru lahu Chanukah klomar chanu b'chafhei. So perhaps the idea of the minhag is based on the fact that we call it Chanukah, with the rest on the 25th. The ein iser klal b'malacha. So if there was no iser, so my chanoya shayachan. So then, what kind of resting is can be applied here? The docha kulomar de ratzul lomar chaniyam b'malchama, and it would be a push to say that what they were talking about is that they rested from the battle. Amnam halavush cholik v'kosev v'karum chanuka shtei tevos chanu b'chafhei v'lashon chanu mashma shechanu minisiyatam l'melchama. So he says that the idea of chanuka again is this idea that they rest on the 25th, and the idea of chanu is that they rested from their traveling to battle. Milashon v'yisu. They traveled v'yachanu, where we see that lashon used in the Torah. V'lo mi lashon shvisa m'melacha l'chach m'torin himelach. So the Vush is coming just to explain that don't get the wrong idea that chanu v'chavhei, that they rested, means that there's some kind of isser malacha in Chanukah time. V'af ha'pri chadosh v'haber ki Yosef b'farshim chanei ashechanu me'al machama. So it's pretty much the collective understanding that when it says that they rested from the battle. So the question is, okay, l'chor kasha, lama karu et yimei ha-chanukah al shem ha-chanaya v'ha-menucha me'ha-melchama. So then, why would you call this holiday based on the fact that they rested from the battle, v'lo'al shem Yeshua ha-nitzchon v'ha-cheros? So it's kind of like very weird type of thing. If you're going to celebrate some kind of incredible victory and a miracle, so call it on the positive side. Not that we rested from fighting, as opposed to saying, you know, we were victorious and now we're free. You know, so why not focus on the freedom part or the victory, as opposed to this kind of like parav, we rested from the battle. V'hatshuvahi. So the answer is, so the truth is, when in victory, there are two sides. Hatzarach yuvi, there's the side sheit gabral ha'oyev, right? So they overcame the enemy. V'shaltu bo v'nitzchu v'migru oto. Okay, so there's the positive side. V'hatzarach shlili, the negative side, is shenifsekal mechama, like the idea of like that they stopped the battle. Amnam hamechama yicholi pasei gam b'linitzchum, because the truth is that the battle could have ended in multiple ways, right, without any type of victory. For example, Krisas Bris Bein Shnei Hatzadim, Halochamim, you can have a treaty between the two sides that are fighting. Hit Arvuto Shel Tzad Acher, or to have another side come in. So the idea of this, you know, ceasing from the Chama is not necessarily, again, it's still not so to speak, positive. We move on. Kishe'am natzeach harehu koveh yom chag, But the fact of the matter is, when you have one side that's victorious, they create a holiday. So if you are victorious, then the normal thing is you set up, you know, a special day that's based on the victory. Right? And all, you know, it's like you're victorious. Now you have freedom. You have independence that they got from an outgrowth of their being able to overcome the enemy. So if anything, it's not based on the fact that you rested from the battle. So there's no expression of the fact that they were victorious. So then, it brings us to this question. So, like, what does it mean when we say that the name Chanukah is that they rested on the 25th? Like, what, like, how do you name a holiday? We rested on the 25th. Like, what's the point? If anything, let's highlight, if we were victorious, so then let's make a big deal of fact that we're victorious and, like, give it that spin. Like, you know, let's really trump it up. So, like, what kind of Parav name is Chanukah, basically? So Menir Lomar, Shechazal Ratzu, Bekviyas Hashem Chanukah, Lefareshet Omek Tochen Umataras Milchamtam. So in the naming of the holiday Chanukah, what Chazal were trying to do was they wanted to explain the depths of the point of their battle. Ki Asu Et HaMilchama Rak Leman Hashem Yisbarach V'Taraso. What was the point that they went to battle? They did it for the sake of heaven, for Hashem, and for His Torah. Mibnei sheyivanim hefriu heitzeru lahem rak b'chach shegazu gzeros neged kima Torah mitzvos. Because what the Greeks had done is that they created a situation where it became difficult, right? They got in the way of giving us the ability to be able to be mekayim the Torah and the mitzvos. B'law etzem achayim agashim, right? They didn't get involved in our physical. They didn't make our lives difficult physically. So, in essence, the idea of the victory is in the sense that now all those impediments that they were created for them were no longer. So the idea that they rested from battle. Is that they rested from the battle and from the servitude that they were involved with on a spiritual plane. And they were now able to go run to the Beis HaMikdash for the Taro and to be able to purify it, v'shuv la'avodbo et avodas ha'karbonos, and they can get back to running the Beis HaMikdash as it should be. And then also, v'lomot taro v'lekayim ha'mitzos be'im afriya. So that the idea is, this whatever the issue was, they were able to get that the disruptive force of the Greeks out of the way. So therefore, they were low rot benitzchon uvecheres shekiblu matar kishalatzma. So therefore, their view of the victory and their freedom that they got because of their victory. Right. So now it wasn't necessarily that it's not that freedom as the outgrowth of the victory is just it's not the issue. It's not the key point. Ella. It was rather the kind of like a way of them now being able to get back to what they wanted to do was their avodas Hashem. So the idea of chanu b'chafei that they rested was that idea. Now that we've accomplished, it's not that we're the focus is on. We've regained new freedom. Is that we're back to where we wanted to be, which is being able to do the avod in the mikdash and being able to do it, mitzvos like we had done before. Mivneze
nit. Jonathan, what page are you on?
I'm on page Dalet. It's I think it's backwards from where the way it came in.
Yeah, I don't think you copied that page.
Really? You're right. I might not have gone through.
All right. First one is hey.
Okay.
That's okay.
Okay, you have hey. So fine. I'm almost done with this. Okay. On that page, at least. So now, umibneza nitavu kol Yisrael nevi'ehem v'chachmehem limosa Mashiach. And that's, so in general, he says, that's why, when we think about, why do we want to have Mashiach? Basically, the idea that we always are looking towards Mashiach is because when we get to Mashiach, there'll be a time when all these impediments that get in the way of us being able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs properly will be pushed out of the way. So it will give them the opportunity to be able to the ability to gain in wisdom and then attain Olam Haba. Haynu shanum nechsafim limos Mashiach kedei sheitiyal lenu chanoya v'menucha mikol ha-mafriyim be'esek ha-Torah. V'lachim b'inyan hazeh rogam et zeh et kol yeshuatam b'yimei ha-chashmonim b'karo et ha-yamim halalu chanuka chanu chafei. So they saw, in a sense, similar to the way, like, and they'll be in the times of Mashiach, when they were victorious over the Greeks, what they were able to get back to is they were rested so that they now could be in a place where they can continue to, or they can get back to doing what they wanted to do, which was learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And therefore, that's the name they rested on. So it wasn't a focus per se on some kind of new liberty or new freedoms, as much as just getting back to, you know, we accomplished the war. It was about getting this the impediments, let's call it that, out of the way. Fine.
Means to an end.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not, so therefore it's not like, but still, okay, so it's interesting that we call the holiday based on, and we have a lot about the war, the battle, and the fact that we were victorious. Like when we talk about Al Nisim, right, the focus is not, we don't mention, right, there's no real, you know, the idea of the nace of the menorah and the oil and that, it's more this focus on that of the Melchama, right? So now it goes on. He says, "My Chanukah." This is Gemara in Shabbos. It says, "My Chanukah." The Tanur Avanon, the Chav Hebe Kislev, Kishe Nichnasu Yevanim Lehechal Timu Kol Hashmanim Beshav Hechal, the Kishe Gavra Malchus Beis Chashmonai VeNitzchem Bat Kvelomatzu Elapach Echad Shel Shemen Nasa Bones VeLikum Imenu Shmona Yamim LeShana Acheres Kavum VeAsum Yamim Tovim B'Hal V'Hoda. So Rashi says, "My Chanukah," so meaning "Al Eza Nes Kavauha." When it asks the question, "What's Chanukah?" Rashi's thing is he's explaining what's the question in the Gemara. On what miracle did they set up this holiday? Mitzarech Lavim. We need to understand. Halo Hayu Az O Nisim. Weren't there other miracles? Kol Nitzchonotehem Hayu B'Derech Nes V'Pela. The actual battle, the war, was incredible. It was incredible miracles. Rabbim miyad matim, giborim miyad chalashim. So, madua enam niskarim bebraisazot. So now the question is, in the Gemara and Shabbos, right now the focus is not on the battle, the incredible miracles of that. So why not? So now we're on daf. Now we're getting to, hey, all right, so you have it now? Good. And tell me, by the way, so if you see like it jumped out of order, if you're missing another page, just tell me, I'll take a quick picture and I'll send it over. So no, od sarach lahavim. Hari bahal v'hoda, Shekavu Razal al Nesach. Okay, so now the Hal and Hodah that they set up, the Chazal set up for this miracle. Hainu b'tfilas al Nisim. Okay, so it ends up not in the Gemara, but in the actual Hal Nisim, right? Niskarim Raka Nisim anaflo shal hachua hagdola v'aporkon. Masar tegibram b'yad chaloshim rabim yamatim. V'ilu nes hamanor lo niskar shan klal. So here you have a Gemara in Shabbos talking about the nes of the Pach Shemen. But when it comes to Al Nisim, it's all about the battle, right? It's almost like, and then at the end of that, we say, V'hidliku noros b'chatzos kachecha, right? It doesn't even, like, so it's like played down. So what's going on? The nearly beer hadvarim alpi divrei haramban. Shemevayer, so to explain this, he says, it can be done with the words of the Ramban. Shemevayer ki yesh nes nistar v'nes nigla. Because there are two types of miracles. There's that of the Nistar, the hidden one, and that of the revealed one. Rizal, ki anisim hanasim al dei navi sheyitnabe kein mitchila. Right, so you have miracles that are done through a prophet who prophesizes from the beginning, says this is what's going to happen, or you have a malach, Nigleb the Malachot Hashem Yaskiram Hakasov, right? You'll have, you know, Malach Hashem, that it's said in the Torah. Vanasim me Elohei Lazor Tzadik or Lachris Rasha Lo Yaskiru B'Torah Obnivim. So then you have these cases. Vanasim me Elohei Lazor Tzadik or Lachris Rasha, to destroy a evil person that's not mentioned in the Torah Obnivim. V'lama Yaskiru Makasov. Then why the cases where it is mentioned? Kol Yisod HaTorah Benisim Nistarim Heim. The truth is that all of the Torah is based on actual hidden miracles. V'chein al Yehudei HaTorah B'tovos HaHeim. V'chein v'chol tefilasinu nisim v'niflos. Ela she'ein bohem shinu m'forsam b'tivo shel olam ad kam hashana. So you have also the tremendous miracles, but that they're not necessarily, you know, out there, that they don't change normal laws of nature. Now, it's interesting that he's quoting this Ramban here. The Ramban in Parshas Bo, which is like this famous Ramban, that talks about the idea that the overt miracles, really, what they do is they give light to the hidden miracles. And that, you know, basically there's, you know, everything is miraculous if you really think about it. But okay, fine. The Yesh Levar, Shenes Nistar, Lo Ba Lahorot Das Hashem. The truth is that miracles, hidden miracles, do not come right to, you know, help us have knowledge of God. Ela barak l'shem hatachlis hanirza. Right? It's for the purposes of the outcome, meaning to help a person, a tzaddik, l'chein l'skir ha-kosev. So therefore, it's not mentioned. Amna maskir tanes hanigla, but when it comes to the more overt miracles, it's mentioned. Shaharei huba l'horot emunah, l'gavot l'enei kol et saveiv hasibot v'abore abriah. So when we have, so the point of these overt miracles and why they're recorded in the Torah is because the point of them is to come and help us gain emuna and to understand that Hashem is the driver of everything, right? He's the creator and the one who's running the show, okay? So now, Nes Nikra Gamos, Nes, miracle, is also considered to be, it's also called a sign. Ruhulashon Siman B'degel Shemara U'mesamein Et HaDerech. And so, it's the idea of a sign, a flag that shows the way. Kilashon hakasov kol yoshvei tevel v'shochnei aretz kin so neis harim tiru v'neis nikra gam mofet shehu lashon raya. So you have the idea of neis as a sign, as a way of showing, and also miracle, and also like a proof. Okay, so now, hine echa mehanisim harishonim shenisku b'torah, b'torat os neis, harehu neis hamata. So now, one of the first miracles that are recorded in the Torah is actually that of the staff of Moshe. V'sham amar hakasa, v'yan Moshe v'yomar, v'hein lo yaminu li, v'lo yishmu b'koli, v'yomar elav Hashem, maza b'yadecha. So he says, Moshe's question, not going to believe me. So Hashem says, what's in your hand? Hainu shahaneis ba, So you see here that the context of Moshe, right, the first time when he's saying they're not going to believe me, Hashem says, okay, time for a miracle, right? You didn't need an overt miracle. Right, kigam mibiladezot hekiru et baal habira. So when it came to the Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were on such a high level. They didn't need overt miracles, even though it sounded like, you know, there were things that were happening there, but it wasn't necessary. They were already holding on a very high level of emuna. Achem gam lahem iru nisim Avram Yitzchak mikivshan eish mikshe Yaakov hutzrach lavor at hayardin baka at hayardin b'maklo kakasov ki b'makli avarti as hayardin azeh. So you see that there were miracles. Avram had the when Nimrod threw him into the furnace. Yaakov, it says that the Jordan, not today's Jordan, which is a little stream, but like I guess in those days the Jordan was like a substantial river, and it says that it split for him. Virashi natan maklo biyardin v'nivka hayardin v'onisim ravim amno hanisim halalu ba'u rak lazor tzadiv ilo lamdom. Right. So the points of those miracles were not to teach them anything, because they already had that emunah. Rather, it was just to help them. So those are not necessary. We don't see them. Actually, it's hinted to, but other than that, you don't see overtly recorded in the Torah. Amnam kesheyesh yirida be'emunas Hashem. But when there's a falling off in emuna, az ba hanes hanigla l'kalos le'inenu et hanes hanistar ki ein teva gama teva hunes. So then, when it comes to this, like a point in time when there is lack in emuna, the overt miracle comes to reveal to us that the idea of the miraculous that's in the regular stream of things, right? That even regular nature is miraculous. Right? So the Gemara records that Chanina ben Dosa, maybe his daughter, like I don't know, he said to, you know, the same, they didn't have oil for lighting candles on Shabbos, on Friday afternoon. And so he said the same person, same creator who said that the nature of the world is that oil burns will make vinegar burn. And so that was, you know, so v'zeh inyan nes hamenorah shabala ha'ira ta'enayim. So that's when it came to the miracle of the menorah, right? That came to really enlighten us. V'nes nigla zeh bala harot al nisim hanistarim. And that this miracle really is coming to give us the ability to see and understand that everything is miraculous. Shekol mechmotehem ha'yeshuos hayu nisim neflos nes Hashem. So too, the miracle of the war, the battle, and all those other victories that they had, they were all nisim and neflos from God. So the point of Hashem setting up a situation where there would be just one pach shemen that would be miraculously last for 8 days was a setup to show that just like that is Hashem's hand, everything also in the natural scheme of things is also God. So therefore, when they set up days for praise, and halal, lo kavum ela al nisei hamelchamos, ki ilu hayu nisim nistarim shapeti lo yakiram. So then when you're going to set up the holiday, you're setting it up not with hidden miracles, but you're going to set it up with the overt miracle, because the simpleton's not going to get it. He's not going to recognize it. Halo anuram biyamim ha'afilim ha'ilu, shapetim ro'im otam rak kegvuros basar adam rachman mitzlan. So I'm not sure when he's referring to Spaghetti, but these dark days when the idiots or the simpletons don't see, they just think that everything is, you know, man's running the show. So therefore, ela kavum al nes hanigla shel menorah. So when it came down to it, so you have all these miracles that are going on, but the thing that they're going to set the holiday up on is the nes nigla. Amam hanes hazeh ilamdenu lahakir shekol hakvuros hanitzchonos. But it's the overt miracle of the nace of the menorah that's going to give us the ability to recognize the fact that the other things also are coming from Hashem as well. That Hashem handed the powerful into the hands of the weak. So then, now it carries over. We say halal, not just for the Nes and Menorah, but for the Melchamos and everything else. So now it becomes just one of, the miracle of the oil, of the Menorah, is one of the miracles, right? It's part of this. So when it comes to the Gemara and Shabbos, the Brisa there, and it says, Hainu al ezones kava'uha, he may be a rocket anes aningla shel Hashemen. What does it bring up? Just the overt miracle of the oil. But it's like the opening, right? It's like it gives us the pathway into all the other events that occurred then. So it's like there were multiple miracles happening, but when we set up the holiday, it's going to be based on this overt miracle of the shemen, of the oil. So then when you open up Al Anisim, you start reading through it, you see all these other things that are being recorded. More focus on the more of the, you know, regular, even though they were miraculous, but they're definitely much more closer to natural things that can happen. So therefore, yes, miraculous, but also could be looked at as natural events, right? So something that's quote-unquote supernatural is going to be the opening, is going to be the thing that lets us get into and have the ability to recognize that everything that's happening now is God's hand, both overt and also hidden. Fine. So that's explains why you have this really like a real difference in terms of one hand you have the Gemara talking about focus on the miracle of the Shemen, and then you have Al Anisim talking really focused on a lot of the, you know, the miracles of the war. Again, he's explaining that one begets the other. Fine.
You would think that maybe it would be reversed and have the Gemara be the more advanced one.
You think?
Right, because the more ordinary people are going to encounter Al Anisim and they're going to encounter the Baraisa and the Gemara. You know what I mean?
I mean, in terms of like, again, think about the, so let's think about it. You're talking about the tefillah, right? You're talking about davening and saying thank you, right? So there, we're supposed to thank for all these things, right? So, but when we want to, like, you know, the opener, and clearly when people association of the holiday, they're thanking menorah, right? Hands down. But when we thank Hashem, we're going to thank him for not just the menorah. Now we're opening it up to thanking him for everything, right? So in tefillah, the hodah, the halal and hodah, is going to be on even the hidden miracles. In terms of how we, and how the Gemara is presenting how everybody associates the holiday, so which is the miracle of the overt miracle, right? So that's based, I think that's what, you know, so he's saying, I think that's what he's saying, right? Now, I don't know if it makes more sense or no. Okay, fine. So, I mean, I would say, as opposed to today where people, Hanukkah, oh, that's all about gifts, right? It's all about parties and gifts, but clearly everybody, even you know, I think even the most simple guy gets the fact that there was some kind of miracle with the oil, right? That's something that was going on. Okay, fine. So now, Kasav Haramban. So this is talking about Yosef, right? So Yosef is sent by his father to go find the brothers. So he finds this guy, finds a man. He's like, you know, kind of wandering in the field. So Yarech HaKasuv Ezeh L'Hagid Ki Sibos Rabos Ba'u Elav Shahaya Ro'i L'Achzor Lo. There were a lot of things that came up that would have given Yosef reason to go back. So to tell us that what Hashem had the gozer is true and everything else is false. So what's the story? Hashem set it up in a way that Yosef was going to go no matter what, because Hashem wanted to make sure that he got there. And that's why the Chazal, they understand that these people that are there to help him get there are angels. Because this whole story is not for naught, but rather to show us that Hashem's Eitzah is going to happen. So Yisod Zeh, so to this exact idea, meaning we think we know, we think we are going to dictate what's going to play, and the reality is not that way. Like we see, there the brothers are saying we'll kill him. But Hashem says, but we see this idea. They'll see what's going to happen to the dreams. Who's going to end up, whose words are going to actualize? Is it mine or yours? Ha'achim achret Yosef. Why did they sell him? Kedei la'archeka tavshar she'iz kaimu chalam osav. Right? They wanted to get rid of him and they wanted to make sure that these dreams never happened. Ki betuchim hayu shebihoto eved bevadai lo yimloch aleim. Right? They thought, we're going to put him into servitude, and as that, he will never come to be lord over us. V'nei davka ayedei mechirasam bitzuhim atzmam shlav machriya b'shtashlis hadvarim. So the irony of the situation is it's through their selling that allowed or created the situation that allowed for the dreams to come to fruition. Sheviu l'chach sheYosef yimloch aleihem. Why? Because this gezerah, this is gezerah Hashem, and that's true. That's emes. V'acharitza seshtadlis ha'adam is sheker. But the activities of man are false. Okay. So from this teaching, nilmad she'ein laharbot b'charitza seshtadlis yoter me'ahechrich latzesi dechova. So he says the outgrowth of this is that we learn that the efforts that we take should be based on, this is a very tricky one, exactly how we understand this in practicality, but he's saying that when it comes down to it, our efforts should be measured. Hadvarim omrim b'inyane ha'olam hazeh belvad. Specifically when it comes to things that are related to the physical reality. But when it comes to our activities in mitzvos, there we should max out all of our efforts. So now, just to pause here, we saw, I don't know if we did this together, Rabbeinu Bachai has two different intros. One is in Parsha Shlach, where he talks about the fact that we have an obligation to max out our efforts. So let's say, for example, today's example would be, you know, the Israeli army cannot sit back and rely on the fact that they have F-15s. They got to get the F-20, whatever, in the next, you know, they have to always be on the cutting edge. That's their obligation, hishtadlus. But then whether they're going to be successful or not, so that, he says, the Rabbeinu Bachai, he says that success is in Hashem's hands. So, but here, it's interesting, he couches it as, not necessarily, you know, the efforts in those things have to be measured. Now, would he say against the Rabbeinu Bachai and say, like, you know, in that situation, you wouldn't have to max out and always be on the cutting edge of these things? I don't know. I saw this. I said, okay, you know, fine. But what he is saying is that in terms of, like, how we're going to, you know, maximize efforts, it's going to be like we should be focused or it should be leaning more towards our fulfillment of how we practice mitzvah. For example, ain't adam lehimane litroach achar etrog mehudar mitoch bitchon shashem yazbin la. Person shouldn't like sit back and say, okay, Hashem's going to send me a beautiful etrog, I don't have to put an effort. El adra b'kol hamarbe litroach l'shtadel harehu meshuvach. Right? So, the more effort, the better. Meidach. Hamitrasham l'troach b'mitzvos choteinu. So, if a person doesn't put in that effort by mitzvos, he's considered to be a sinner. Okay? So, like, meaning, max out your efforts in how we how we fulfill our mitzvos. Okay? Kasav HaRambam. So, the Rambam says in Igeres Timan, v'chein ira b'bayit sheni. So, to a bayit sheni, kishagavar machos yavan harisha, v'gazru Shmados Gedolos Umeshunos Al Yisrael La'abed Adas. So the time of the Greeks, the evil Greeks, they made all these different gezerot that were basically in order to like push us to losing our connection to Torah. V'gazru aleim chilul hashabbos v'afer bris milah v'chein bitlu et havoda beis hamikdash. Right. So here they pushed the idea of chilul shabbos of people not doing bris milah, and also they stopped the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. V'she yichtov kol echam Yisrael b'levusho she'ein lehem chelek b'Hashem elokei Yisrael. Right, and they made them write on their garments that they had no connection to Hashem anymore. And this actually lasted for 52 years, which is pretty wild, right? So this was like going on. It wasn't a short period of time. Ubir Habach, et Hasiba Ligzeros Kashaselu, Bemeshach Zman Rav, Kolkach. So why did what did the Jewish people do to deserve to have these Gzeros placed upon them? Et Hasiba Lachach Shaloh Hoshim Hashem Kodem, and that Hashem didn't come to save them sooner. Bekach Kasa, Bechanaka Iker Hagzero Haita Al Shehit Rashlu Bavoda. The problem was is that they, prior to this, had become, let's call it laissez-faire, in their doing of the avoda. The alkein haisa hagzera the vata mehem avoda. So then, as a mida k'neged mida, that's what happened. They were the forces were that they were no longer going to be able to do these things. That right, one of the things that happened is that they couldn't no longer do the carbon tamid va'od amale. Right, there's one mitzvah. If you stop them, they're going to be lost. So that the Greeks understood, they came to this understanding that if there's something that's going to weaken the Jewish people, it's this idea of taking away the constancy of the halakas menorah. So therefore, they said, "Okay, let's stop them from doing it," so that it would put a monkey wrench into their ability to do the avoda. So you see that. But what came first was their non-serious attitude towards the mitzvos and the avoda. Hence, boom, they're now pushed into the situation. So now, kal yoter la'adam litchazek lehishtadel lekayim mitzvos shechiyuvanhu mizman lizman miasher mitzvos tamidus. It's easier for a person to be much more serious about the mitzvahs that are from time to time, as opposed to the mitzvah that's obligated on a consistent basis. So where was the weakness? The weakness was on the daily obligation, right? On the tamid, the carbon tamid, and on the menorah, which had that also, that constancy. But it also brings to us, it teaches us the importance of these constant obligations. So the Greeks understood this. That's why they went for them. Because so when the Jews actually returned, so the fix was the fact that they now pushed themselves and were moser nefesh for these things. But osa shah shehevinu, and so when they understood ki aleim leshtadel hishtadlus atzuma al misad misiras nefesh kedil atakin chet hitrashlot, so when they understood that what they needed to fix was this laissez-faire attitude, azai hoshiyam Hashem aydei kohanim ovdei havoda beveis Hashem, so that's where Hashem now saved them in these things. The fact that now they were most in nefesh for the avoda, nasa lehem nes, balmatara shona umiuchedes. Share sharanisim nasu kidelo shiat Yisrael. The rest of the miracles were to save the Jewish people. Ma'ashenken kan haya hanes kidele kaim avodas hamanor bishlemos. But the idea that this nes was specifically on the avodas hamenorah, that it should be put back into its, you know, proper, you know, daily service. Lefichach lo kavam ela lahala lahodas shi avodas shvaleiv. So therefore, lefichach lo kavam ela what lahala lahodas shi avodas shvaleiv. So then I guess then once you know it's like now that you're connecting and fixing, you're going to now set it up for things that are connected to the avodah shebalev, halal and hoda, right? Because the truth is, at the end of the day, that's something you have to like have your, you know, to do it properly, you got to be, you know, fully invested. So when it comes to the mitzvos, there, all the effort, all the activity is not false, but rather it's an obligation for us to do as much as possible in this respect. Ach, imzot yesh l'da'as shegam. So with this, we have to know shegam mitzvos lo hadrashlos hi hasiba hamevi lohotzatam lefoal ella bitzion hu etzem bidei shamayim. So now we have to understand, though, at the same time, it's not the activity or our efforts is not the reason, is not the driver that's going to bring them out into actualization, but rather it's actually also with the help of Hashem. K'mvor b'sram al-divrei chazal, yagati b'torah matzati tamei. If a person puts effort in Torah and he found, believe him. V'tamor b'chi shayach ligal l'mtzoa mitzia. Do you have to work hard in order to find something? Harei mitziam is the behesach adat ubali yagia. You can find something without any effort. Ela bo chazal lamdenu yisod zeh. Amnam chayav adam lehityagea b'torah. Rather, they come to teach us that a person has to put in max effort into Torah. Ach yediyas ha-Torah ina totzah b'hachrechit mi-yagia ela mitziya mi-es Hashem. So we have to put in the effort. The outcome, which is, again, this would maybe go to what we said about Rabbeinu B'chai, is, you know, you max out the effort, and then the ultimate success or failure is going to come from Hashem. Okay, fine. So now, okay, so just to what's interesting, what he's bringing up, it's very novel, is, you know, thinking about, like, every time we get, you know, squeezed in history, it's, you know, we're punished for, usually for the fact that we weren't doing certain things properly. So what he's saying is, by Hanukkah, the specific things that we were oppressed on, maybe you also, like, he didn't tie this together, but Shabbos and Mila, but he's saying, you know, the menorah, the avoda, that those were things that had become things of that were not as that people were not, you know, putting max effort into anymore, and so therefore they went after those things, and the tshuva that we, you know, of going all out to put ourselves on the line was the thing that helped save us.
And it was done by at the hands of the
Kohanim. Correct. Which is interesting, so again, it's possible that, you know, again, that the Kohanim also were at fault there. It sounds like that, right? But at the same time, they're the ones who stepped up to the plate and got things done. So now, b'nusach tefilas ala nisim, tira lan chazal et mahalech hama'orot et yeshua Hashem. So in ala nisim, right, it explains, it describes the series of events, the et yeshua Hashem and God's salvation. Nilman gam yisham et hayisod shebiyarnu. But you'll see here this idea that we explained. Because b'mei matisio ben Yochanan. So the chazal mention here is Chazal Gamet Shem Aviv, right? They bring down, it's not just Matityo, but it's also he's the son of Yochanan. Whereas in when it comes to Purim, it just says Bimei Mordechai Vaster. Right? They're comparing the texts of the Alanisim. So right in Purim, it's Mordechai Esther. Here it's Matityo ben Yochanan. Komets Lochamim, right? The Chalashim kamu neged tzava adir v'mizuyan heitev shel imperia gedola. Right, you have here the ones who came to fight are weak. They came up against a very formidable army that was well, mizuyan is very well, what's the word? Had mizuyan is they had a lot of, you know, armaments, right? They were a big empire, and then they came kidei lagadesh shem shemayim lahamid avoda al tila, right? So they came, they fought in order to sanctify shem shemayim and to be able to return the avoda back to its proper state. Ach limrot zot. Al af mesiras hanefesh hagedola shel Matisyahu v'shabanav shenergu b'milchamos. So besides for the mesiras nefesh of Matisyahu and his family, who were killed in these wars, Talu Chazal Tanitzchon Ve'et Yeshuas Hashem Amadat Lahem Be'esaratam. Right? It attributes it to Hashem. Right? He was there for us in the difficulties. Raftas Rivam Dantas Dina Masarti Merach Lashem V'lacha Asita V'lamcha Asita Tshua. Right? Hashem, you did it all. So, like in the Chazal's telling over the story, they start to give major attribution to Hashem. But when it came to, at the end of bringing the Avoda back, now it's returned back to the Chashmonaim. Pinu eshechalecha v'tiros mikdashecha v'hilidung aros b'chatzros kachecha. So it's very interesting. Like, if you look at the text carefully, you'll notice, right? It goes from totally like Hashem did it all. He did all. He fought for us. He took care of basically steps up step. Hashem. And then at the after victory, it brings us back to the Chashmonaim doing stuff. Okay, so that's another hara. And then it says Masarte Giborim Afilu Biad Chalashim V'Rabim Afilu Biad Matim Matimeim Biad Biglal Shahayu Taharim Risham Biad Biglal Shahayu Tzadikim. So he says like this. The truth is they're not parallel. It's not like he said you give the mighty into the hands of the weak, the many into the hands of the few, the impure into the hands of the whole, of the pure, the evil into the hands of the tzaddikim. So he says like this: b'shnei harishonim hakavana hi shayishua ba afilu biyad chalashim matim. That the salvation came even in the hands of the weak and the few. The Elu, Hashar, Mahavim Siba. But the others are like looking for an explanation, Tahainu, that rather the reason was Biglal Shahayu Tahorim, Vitzadikim, Natan Hashem Lahem Et Hanitzchom. So the first ones are not a reason why, but rather it's a statement of the weak or the many into the weak. The strong into the weak and the many into the few, but in the latter ones it's telling you like it's because of the fact that they were tar and they were tzaddikim. Ach ena davarkach elagam shnei harishonim chalashim imatim heim siba lenitzchon kmo tzaddikim v'taharim. But he wants to say that no, the truth is that that's exactly the reason for their winning. So now he explains. So now let's go deep and explain. It says that a person's name actually describes a person's essence and his actions. Rav Meir Hayadori Shemos V'lefiza Hayadea Mativo Shal Adam Ayin Yuma Pei Gimel. So Rav Meir used to like look at people's names and be able to understand who they were. Lachain. So there's something about this name that's telling us about what happened here. The Preet Tzadik explains, Masbirat Hashemot, Matisyo, Matat, Yud, Hey, Vav. Yochanan, Yud, Vav, Chanan. Right? So, Klomar, Hashem hu hanotein v'hachonein. Because it's again, Matat, Hashem, Yochanan is Hashem Chanan. Who may be at Divrei HaGemara? Haroa Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan Bechalom. So if you see those names, so Nisi Nisim Nasulo, great miracles happen for them. Ubir Rashi, Chanina, Nunin Harbe, there are a lot of nuns. Nisim Harbe, Ach, Hamar Shom Mevar, Shashemas Elu, Mashma'am, Chain. So one says it's nisim. That's Rashi's understanding. The Marsha says that the name Chanina, Chananya, all those Yochanan are from the Lashon of Chin, right? Chanina umat naschinam. So there's Chin, and that they get things for they're given things like they end up with getting things because of their Chin. Mao kesher shabin mat naschinam lenisim. But what is the connection? If you learn it this way about Marsha's understanding, if they get things for free, how is that connected to the idea of miracles? So the explanation is Hapiru. Kasher makir ha'adam shelo kocho v'hishtadluso v'aflo ma'asav atov v'mizchuyoso mevien lo et mevukasho. When a person understands It's not his abilities or his actions, or even his good actions or his merits that bring what he's asking for. Elo yodeo margish ki Hashem b'chaninuto hu no hanotein lo et hakol b'ma'an naskinam, but rather he feels that Hashem in his kindness gives him things just because Hashem wants to, b'chinam. O az mitnahegim Hashem mida keneged mida v'notein lo matana kazo. So if a person's mindset is, I feel like everything I have is a gift from God, then Hashem acts that way. Mida keneged mida. L'matana me'es Hashem kasher ena tluya b'maaseh adam engvol. And then if that's how you see things, then guess what? It also brings it to a state of where there's no limitations. L'chein ro'yuhu l'nisim me'al gavulos hateva. So ma'anas chinam is really very much tied into the idea of nisim that are overt, that go above and beyond the normal laws of nature. So now, in yanzeh, we have like another 2 minutes, let's say. So now, in yanzeh, shechovas ha'adam la'kir, shekol ha'nitan la'adam matnaskinam hu me'es Hashem. So a person needs to understand that what's coming to us is really a gift from God. And if you really believe that, then a person is going to be in the place where he's going to get that type of reaction. You see this play out with Chanina ben Dosa, right? And how he worked him the back and forth between him and Hashem. So in his name, Chanina ben Dosa had this type of approach. Like it says in the Gemara, Chad be Shimshe Chazia Lebarte the Havatat Siva. One Arab Shabbos, he saw that his daughter was sad. He said to his daughter, "Why are you sad?" She said, "The Kli Shal Chometz Nitchalef Li B'Kli Shal Shemen V'Hidlakti Mimenu Or LeShabbos." That by the Kli that holds the vinegar got switched with the one that holds the oil, and I lit it for the light of Shabbos. Amar Le Biti, my Ichbas Lach. What do you care? Mishamar LeShemen V'Yidlok. Who Yomar La Chometz V'Yidlok? Tana Hayadolik V'Holech Kol Hayom Kulo. At Shevi Mimenu Or LeHavdala. Ends up that he said, you know, the same one who says that that oil should burn, he'll make it that the vinegar will burn, and so that's what happened. But we have this principle: you never rely on nisim. If a person's relying on nisim, he'll lose out. So now he quotes Rav Dessler, his rabbi. This is Daf Yud. I don't know if you have it. Page Yud. Okay. Bir Moreno Harav Elio Dessler, Zatzal. Adam asomech al neis v'kasher nasa lo neis mishtal mishbo. Mar v'kach shemachshev hu et atzmo v'ru'u shashem yitnagimo mi'al ha'derech hateva. If a person relies on a miracle and it actually happens, he's showing that he thinks that he's, you know, Hashem should do stuff for him that's above nature. Lachem menakin lo mizchiyosov. We end up, he loses, he's taken off from his merits. Shekein ha-mitzvos hein zchiyos la-adam. Hein ha-mizachachot et ha-adam. Mitzvos are that which purify a person, cleanse us. Vayidei machshav hazeh, but thinking through this, chote, he sinned the gaiva, the yorei mizakuto. Ends up being lowered from his zechuyos, from right ulam. Rav Chanina ben Dosa haya b'mala ko gavoha sheba kfar muter l'smoch al nes. He was on a different plane. He was above this. Ki amar v'hergish mi shamar l'shemen v'yidlok yomar l'chometz v'yidlok. Because he was a person who believed the same way that God said that oil should burn, will say that vinegar will burn. Hainu, hirgish shateva v'hanes shavenim. He was in a place that he saw everything, miracles and the natural order as the same. Shneim nitnin lanu rak mikach ratzon Hashem. Because he saw that everything's coming from God. So he's a guy who looks at nature and says, this is all God. So for him, the nes is the same thing. There's no difference. Mechaninato otanu. Sorry, I skipped the moment. Shneim natin lana rak mikach hartzon Hashem umichanina to otana. And I guess he approaches it that way. Kol ha'hevdel b'neim hu b'kach sh'atevah hu ritzon Hashem t'midi ha'mechadish b'tuvah b'chol yom v'lo rak b'chol yom ela b'chol rega tamin ma'aseh b'reishis v'lo anes hu ritzon Hashem shonim me'aragil. It's all God's will. So that nature is God every moment. It's God's will at every moment. Whereas the miracle, overt miracles, is God's desire to change things from the norm. So he's not going to feel anything special if he's not really. It's all the same to him. It's all God's will. That's what he's saying. It's all God. So yisod zeh midbar lemitbonen b'sipur ma'amas ha'begor bito shel Rabbi Chanina Mendoza sipur la'avia kli shel chometz nitchalef li b'kli shel shemen v'lakti mimenu or b'shabbos. If you look at the story, it already had happened. She was saying, my vinegar went on lit. Why she sad? She already had the miracle done. So what's she sad about? She was actually nervous that she had a miracle done for her. There's no change from the natural order. B'maltam shavim heim. Ki tlum ach v'rak v'ritzono yisparach. Everything is God's will. Ratza lechancha shetia b'darga kazo shachin targish kach v'lo titga v'tucha lismach al matnas Hashem hazo shachomets dolik. He was teaching her, don't feel bad. And that the way we look at it is it's all coming, it's all ritzono Hashem. So therefore nothing, no big difference. I think we'll stop here. And we can continue because it goes a little bit longer. Let's stop here. We can pick up here, and I'll chazer and bring back the questions that he had to start with, and then and finish it up next time we get together. All right.